What's up, Creamers?
Creamers.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Hey, 19. That's Aretha Franklin.
And we're going to talk the turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
I'm sure I was in North Korea last year.
We're going to predict the alternate past in Brood But Not Poured. And what's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? All that on this episode of Wrestle. So, Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling over the weekend?
Not a lot.
A week.
But I've decided that I'm a NXT boy.
I mean, you
NXT
reminded me
man.
That a little bit last time.
I know I brought it up already, and I don't want to keep banging the same drum, but I'm loving it. I think it's the best thing going right now.
Hell yeah,
It's
man.
fun. I don't know if you saw they had their pay-per-view. I guess I'm being a little
It was on
hypocritical here.
Saturday, right?
Yep. I did not watch this past week's NXT show. I did see some highlights, though, but Moose showed up
Oh yeah, I
from
saw that
TNA.
on the
Yeah.
old internet.
And I
Ricky
guess
Steins.
the Hardy Boys are coming.
Oh yeah, you know what? Someone said that to me. I think it was Brian Barker.
But yeah, so Ricky, what's his name now? Ricky Saints.
Yes.
He's fighting. So besides,
You got rap
I
snacks
don't think
back
you
there?
noticed. What's that?
You got rap snacks?
Yeah.
I ate those all the time as a kid. They had little Bow Wow, little Romeo. What's that, Cardi B?
Cardi B.
What flavor?
Cheddar barbecue. Not opened.
Is that the kind of flavor you eat when you're watching NXT?
No, that's a collector's item. That's never been opened.
Wow, that's great. That's true.
I eat Utz. Is that what it's
Oh
called?
yeah, big Utz guy you are.
Try to be.
Don't
Or
they have like
Lay's.
a? They got like a. That's not Utz, is it? Does Utz have like those weird flavors like voodoo, New
I
Orleans
think that's
flavor?
them, isn't it? Or I've never had those. Or I had the voodoo one once, and
It's good.
it was good.
Very weird, but in a good way.
The voodoo that you do.
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah, I watched what's it called? The Australia AEW show. What was it? Grand Slam.
Grand Slam. How'd that go?
It
I've
was
heard
good.
mixed results,
Well,
reviews.
the bad things I think people just say about the ring.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? They bought it from somebody there.
Yeah, because it's apparently very difficult to ship a ring. WWE has had their rings intercepted by pirates 2 times in the last few years.
Are you serious? I've
Yeah,
never heard this.
me neither until now. And that's why they don't ship rings. It takes a long it first off, it takes a long time, and second of all, there's pirates and they steal rings and shit. They stole the Elimination Chamber ring before.
Why don't they just like use an airplane?
I guess it's just too heavy. I don't know. So they got this
I'm
18-page
curious.
ring, but they planned on it the entire time, I guess. And I mean, I didn't notice the first time I watched it, but I rewatched my favorite match of the week. I won't say what it is. And then I did notice. I'm like, that ring looks a little smaller, but it's who cares?
I've never, since it was a thing, I would notice it, but I've never noticed. I know WWE size compared to an independent and TNA and whatever. I know there's different sizes, but I've never watched unless it was something to like this where somebody pointed it out.
Yeah,
Never once went, oh, is that a 16 by 16?
I guess. I guess some wrestlers prefer the smaller rings because it's it allows for the action to be faster because you're not running 20 feet away from
I
them.
get that.
So I don't know. I'm sure it just keeps getting used to after you're used to the 20 by 20, but
Well, I imagine it would mess with your steps and whatever,
yeah.
but
But as for all the matches, it was a really great show, and then Dynamite past ever since they've been on Max pretty much has been really good too. So I'm all
feel
right.
like they're
I'm
doing
all
better
right.
for the most part.
Yeah, I'm all right being over on my AEW island. Sometimes I think,
I
oh,
like it.
like I was saying last a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, about how,
Yeah.
maybe I would like to watch WWE. But then when I watch like the Senate hearings and congressional hearings for
Linda McMahon,
Linda McMahon, I see
I
Triple
watched
H
that.
bald head behind her. I think, yeah, I'm not going to watch the WWE.
I was on a little kick this week, and I'd put on news, live news, whatever, whatever it was going on. I would just put on whatever at work to have like in the background. I wasn't even really watching a lot.
Attaboy.
And but the Linda McMahon one was happening. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely putting that on. That's cool to me because she's a
Yeah,
wrestler.
for sure. I mean, I
And then I
watched.
go, oh, Triple H.
It was several hours long, and so I just kind of
Didn't do
kept
that much.
skipping through, seeing whenever Bernie Sanders was talking, and then when he was done, I would skip through and see if he talks again, and
I saw
pretty
the
much was
she introduced, she's, oh, here's my son-in-law, Paul Levesque, or whatever it is, and my daughter, Stephanie, and my other son, Shane, or my son, Shane. And then somebody got up and started chanting AEW.
it. Damn,
I
dude,
think
I
that's what
gotta
they
look
were
it up.
saying, right?
I gotta look it up, man.
Some lady, AEW.
Yeah.
She was letting her know.
Hell yeah. Wow,
Or
that's pretty
maybe she
sick.
might have been chanting something else. It was hard to hear, but maybe something more
Yeah.
serious than that. But who cares?
Right on, yo. All right, so
But yeah.
you want to get into this brewed but not poured?
Oh my gosh, do I? I'm going to show you this. You're not going to be able to read it, but I'll read it to you.
That's what I like to hear.
Can you see that? I mean, you can't really see it, but
That's quite a lot, man. I'm sitting on
yeah,
the
I
floor this
can't.
week. I got a whole, I'm redoing our set. I'm gonna put this camera.
I know, I felt bad.
I'm
This is
sitting on
my
the
set.
floor. That's a nice set. Nice set you got there.
There's things. Thanks, guy.
My
There's things. I put things.
microphone's so high now.
There's things here. There's things there.
Wow, those are great things you got there.
Thanks.
Great set and great things.
That's all I strive for in life, really.
So what is what's our brewed but not poured this time?
Well, for anybody that doesn't remember, maybe anybody that's new, Brewed But Not Poured is where we take unfinished professional wrestling storylines and finish them.
Oh yeah,
I'd
we do.
say we've done three or four, and our track record is unbeaten. We finished these storylines unequivocally, no questions. And then we've also had ChatGPT chime in from time to time to give us another option, just because we're open-minded people. What we think isn't the end-all be-all. We want to know what AI thinks too sometimes, I guess. But this Brewed But Not Poured is a I think one of the most famous not finished storylines, GTV. Do you remember GTV?
Yes, I remember GTV.
I guess I never at the time in it. Did you were you watching it when it was happening?
Yeah, when I was a kid, if there was something like that, and then like I don't think I was smart enough to notice that it was abandoned.
Nothing ever happened, right?
Yeah, like I don't think I noticed it. I think just in retrospect, when people talk about it and they say like, "Oh yeah," and then they never went anywhere with it, and I'm like, "Oh yeah,
Guess
forgot
not. Did
about
you
that."
know that the first one was GDTV?
No shot. Oh, what
Yeah.
does that stand for?
Goddamn television.
Dang, dude. That's
Or
sick.
apparently, and it sounds like, I think there's like, I don't know if it was Bruce Pritchard or people that were at Vince Russo, people that were actually in it said it was going to be the way to bring back gold dust. Because
Okay.
I believe previous to GTV, Dustin Reynolds, who portrayed gold dust, did he burn the suit in like a trash can or something and said, I'm not doing that anymore?
I don't remember. I
I
don't
thought it
recall.
was, either way, he said he wouldn't be Goldust anymore. So this was the way to bring back the Goldust character. And I think part of it was USA, the channel they were on, not the country,
Yeah.
didn't want him, didn't want the Goldust character back at that time. And then also he left and went to WCW. So they never got a chance to finish it if that was the plan.
Oh, yeah. Right
And
on.
then the only, did you hear what, I think Vince Russo brought up after that, they still kept going with it with no like actual plan for the end. Did you
Okay.
hear who, what famous, it was still famous, but what famous celebrity at the time they were going to have? You ever hear that?
I have not heard that, but I guess if I think about it, maybe Tom Green.
Oh, nope. Gilbert Godfrey because of the
No,
G's.
really,
No,
huh? Okay.
it was Tom Green. But then I
Oh.
believe Vince
Gilbert
McMahon didn't know
God.
who that was. I came up with the first G's. Vince McMahon saw some Tom Green humor, maybe some clips from his show or something,
Yeah.
and was not a fan and said,
Really?
no, we're
Seems like
not.
it would have been right up his alley.
You would think the poop and the pee and the stuff.
He loves poopy and
Did you watch
poopy.
Tom Green's show?
Poopy. Yes, I did.
I thought it was
That's
amazing.
why I was like, that's a perfect match.
I thought it, I liked him. I got to see him do stand up 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and it was great. You know, the
That sounds
best
pretty
part
sick.
was he came, did a good stand up show, and then at the end he goes, all right, I know some of you like, what's the movies? Road Trip or Freddy Got
Yeah.
Fingered or Stealing Harvard. Do you remember that one? I think
I
Jason
don't.
Lee is in it. Is that the one?
I remember it existing, but I don't know if I've ever seen it, but I know of it.
It was all right. I remember watching it. Anyway, he'd go, all right, just yell out some lines and I'll do them. So somebody's like, backwards, man. And then he does like backwards, man, that's like cool. In Freddy Got Fingered or stuff like that. So I thought that was a cool, like, I feel like sometimes actors or musicians or whatever don't want to do the hits.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, I'm going to do my new stand-up stuff, but at the end, I'm going to give you
that's
what you want.
That's cool.
So after all that blabbering.
I'm into that.
Do you have a...
You want to go first?
Do you want to go first?
Joe to go first.
I don't remember who went first last time.
I don't. I think...
How much do you like your story? Are you like really it. In?
I'm into it.
All right, I'll do mine first then.
All right.
And then do you want to do ChatGPT at the end?
Sure.
All right. So mine is, it's just building off of what already, you know, the actual, not chat, GTV, GTV.
Word.
So the segments continue same way they were. Some of them advanced storylines. Some of them are just Al Snow picking his nose.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So they go into about late 2000, 2001, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a GTV comes on. But this one looks a lot more professional. You know how the other ones look like security camera footage? This one looks really professional.
Okay.
And it's a dimly lit room with some candles, stuff like that. And there's a figurey shadow in the back. And this person is talking, explaining that these videos that you've seen are just the tip of the iceberg for what they've witnessed, but more importantly, what they have on tape. So they have even worse things. And the figure steps forward and it's Gangrel.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what the G stood for the whole time. Gangrel TV. Did you have Gangrel on yours?
No.
I was worried because there's not a lot of G wrestling.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about the G part of it, but I'm going to have to think of something that the G can stand for when I'm listening to yours.
No, you don't have to.
No, it has to stand for something.
But it could just be good. Well, whatever. Here.
Good point.
So he explains that he's a vampire, which we know.
Yeah, I heard
about that. Because he's a vampire, he has vampire friends. And since vampires can't hang out during the day, all his friends are up really late at night.
That makes sense.
Because the sun needs to be down, right? And since we all know that everyone's bedtime is 9:45 p.m. in whatever time zone they're in, that's when they put up all the cameras, and there's no way to ever stop him and his friends from setting up these hidden cameras everywhere to spy on everybody.
God. We're wide open.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm tired. Right. I can't stay up that late.
Son of a gun.
So he says he has tapes of everyone and will be using them to get what he wants in the WWE or F. I think it was F, but whatever. In the company he works for. So everyone's worried. They're walking on eggshells. And at first, there not a lot happens. Gangrel's just kind of walking around all pompous because he knows he's got the dirt on everybody.
Right.
And that seems like enough. It seems like it's just enough for him to have that secret. But then finally, somebody comes out to the ring and calls him out and confronts him. You want to know who it is?
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I've had enough of your shit. Why? I don't want to worry about these videos no more. What? You don't scare me. I'm not scared of no ghost. But he's a vampire, but he said ghost. Yeah. And he calls out Gangrel. Gangrel comes out just smiling, thinking, why? Stone Cold's going to whoop your ass. Why are you smiling about? And he gets in the ring and he walks up to Stone Cold. And he just, you don't know what he's saying, but he just whispers in his ear. And Stone Cold goes from that badass expression we know to he looks shocked and scared and like he pooped his pants at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
And Gangrel just walks away. That's it. We've never seen Stone Cold that shaken up before. So a couple weeks go by, Gangrel comes out and he goes, you know what? I want the WWE Championship. So let's figure out what we got to do. I want to be number one. And sheepishly, I wrote that down because I thought it was a good adjective.
I like it. Look at the adjective, sheepishly.
Yep, thank you. General Manager Raven comes out because he's the general manager at this time in this story.
Oh, yeah?
Because I wanted to pick somebody that I like.
It's an interesting choice.
I looked up the roster. And he comes out and says, hey, if it was up to me, I'd give you the belt, but wrestling rules say that you need to win some matches. And Gangrel says, say less. And Gangrel's like, what does that mean? Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a different swagger to him.
He was very ahead of
his
time with the slang.
And the vampire stuff. So for the next few months, the same thing happens over and over. Gangrel comes out for his match. Whoever they throw up against them, they come down. They're kind of timid. They don't want to do it, but they got to fight them. It's wrestling rules.
Word.
The bell rings. Gangrel rocks over just like he did the Stone Cold, whispers in their ear. We all assume, you know, telling them what's on the tapes. So everybody just lays down, lets him win. He goes on a ridiculous undefeated streak.
Oh my
He just
God.
Wins over and over, and this pattern repeats until April 22nd, 2002, when Gangrel calls out WWE champion Hulk Hogan. And he tries the same trick, but Hulk Hogan says, "It doesn't work for me, brother." And he hulks up on Gangrel, you know, and he hulks up on him and pins him 1, 2, 3.
Damn.
And Gangrel, you'd think would be upset having somebody push back, but he gets up and he's laughing. And he points to the screen, Titantron, and a video comes on. You want to guess what the video is?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Nope. Nope. That happens. Nope. That happens in the future. That was just to lead you down that
okay,
path.
Okay.
It's a video.
The G stands for Gawker in GTV.
Oh, hold on. Can we start over?
Yeah.
Gawker TV. That would have been great. The video plays, but guess what?
What?
It's a video of Gangrel talking about how much he really loved the newly released film Blade 2 that came out a month before.
That's just up his alley.
Loses all vampire cred, because vampires hate Blade.
They do?
He's a daywalker.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense.
He kills vampires.
You're right.
Stuff like that. So Blade 2 is not big in the yeah. So completely embarrassed, Gangrel leaves the WWE forever to live in the shadows of the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh my God.
You think that's it? Nope. But there's still the threat of the cameras.
Oh, right.
And the vampires, maybe another vampire rises up to take his spot. So the wrestlers do the only thing they can think of. They call Balf Bagwell, and they have him ask his mom, former WCW tag team champion Judy Bagwell, if they can stay up late to get rid of the vampires and the cameras. And she says, all right, yeah, as long as it's not too late. So the wrestlers vanquish the vampires and destroy the cameras. GTV is dead. The end.
When I'm editing this, we have to put in clap at John Cena part.
That was really good.
That was your best one yet, dude.
Thank you.
And not only you definitely are better than mine this week. That was really top-notch storytelling right there. So you had Buff Bagwell's mom. Stay up late.
Yeah.
That is insane. You really thought of everything.
I've thought about how to finish GTV for a long time, and that's the only logical conclusion I could come up with.
Yeah, no, that was really good. Damn.
And Blade 2 did come out a month before. It actually came out March 22nd, which was exactly a month before.
That's wild.
Yeah, that
was good.
That just happened to work.
No notes. 10 out of 10.
No, I had notes. All right, let me hear yours.
What did you think of that story there? And if you had to rank it between 1 and 10, why did you give it a 10?
Blade 2. You like the Blade movies?
I like Blade 1. I like Blade 2. I like Blade 3. Trinity, I call it.
Trinity with Triple H?
Yeah.
And a little puppy.
With his metal teeth. Yeah, like those metal fangs.
Yeah, and what did they call Dracula? Drax?
You know, I don't remember, actually.
He had a cool name because he was cool when it was Blade.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure Dracula did.
All right, let me try to think of what G stands for mine. G. I can't think of anything. I'm just going to say
Gawker.
I'm going to say grainy because
it was pretty grainy.
All right, Gawker. All right, here's mine. The grainy black and white footage flickered onto the Titantron once again. Superstars in the locker room whispered nervously. Another night, another secret conversation leaked. The shadowy surveillance project, known only as GTV, had become a plague on the World Wrestling Federation, exposing backroom deals, petty arguments, and embarrassing moments. No one knew who was behind it. But Big Boss Man did. Sitting in his makeshift office in the arena's underbelly, self-proclaimed enforcer of law and order grinned as he watched his latest tape. Test and Stephanie McMahon exchanging hushed words. Val Venus bragging about his latest conquest. The Godfather's Ho trade negotiations. It was all fuel for his ultimate goal. Absolute control. This place is out of hand, Boss Man muttered. adjusting his riot gear. These degenerates don't respect authority, but they will.
Okay.
GTV wasn't just about embarrassing the roster. It was surveillance, an operation designed to lay the groundwork for a police state, one where he dictated the rules. No more attitude era chaos. No more DX antics. No more unsanctioned violence. Just discipline, fear, and order enforced by the long arm of the law. Boss Man leaned forward, flipping through the tapes. He had hours of footage. Superstars sneaking into Vince's office, referees taking bribes, and even Stone Cold Steve Austin sipping on a suspiciously fruity drink. But he needed to go bigger. With a grunt, he grabbed his nightstick and made his way toward the production truck. The next phase was about to begin. If he could feed the right footage to the right people, Vince McMahon, Commissioner Shawn Michaels, he could turn them against their own roster. If he played his cards right, he would be the one they turned to for security. As he reached the truck, he heard a voice behind him, Boss Man. He turned around. The Rock stood there, arms crossed, brow flipped up.
Burrowed.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you.
I knew it was you, you candy-ass cop. Boss Man smirked. You got proof? The Rock said, nah, but I don't need proof to whoop your ass. Before Boss Man could react, The Rock lunged. The nightstick clattered to the ground. Fists flew, but deep down, Bossman wasn't worried because the cameras were rolling. Soon, The Rock, just like everyone else, would be a part of his system. Bossman stood in place as The Rock smashed him in the head with a haymaker. The Rock stood over Bossman. He spat down onto him and walked away. Later that night, the footage aired right as The Rock was having his arm raise in victory in his match against some local jabroni.
Yeah.
The ref looked at Rock angrily. Suddenly, every ref and the local police made their way to the ring, arresting The Rock and taking him to jail. The next week on Raw, Boss Man, realizing that his plan was coming together, started purposely leaving clues around showing superstars that he was indeed working towards a police state in the locker room. And one by one, they fell. The New Age Outlaws, arrested. Big Show, arrested. Goldust, the APA, D-Von and Bubba, arrested. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, Kane, Triple H, all arrested. Months went by, and the roster of WWF was so low that WWF Raw had to be cut to a 30-minute broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
The only person left besides Boss Man himself was the Brooklyn Brawler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up to him to save the WWF. No matter where Boss Man secretly filmed Brooklyn Brawler, he couldn't catch him doing anything wrong. Brooklyn Brawler challenged Big Boss Man to a match. If Brawler lost, he'd whip out his cock in the middle of the ring, giving Boss Man the green light to arrest him. If Brawler won, Boss Man had to admit he falsified evidence and released the entire WWF roster from jail. Boss Man agreed, but only if the Brooklyn Brawler could beat him within the 30-minute Raw was advertised to air that week.
Okay.
The match is on, and Brawler immediately goes for a clothesline on Boss Man. Boss Man ducks and grabs a headlock and transitions to a headlock takeover. They chain wrestle uncharacteristically for over 10 minutes. The crowd is behind Brawler, who starts to realize that this is the most over he has ever been and ever will be. If he reaches his goal, the roster these people actually care about will return, and they will go back to not giving a shit about the Brooklyn Brawler.
Oh, wow.
It's been 29 minutes and 30 seconds, and Brawler hits a tombstone pile driver off the top rope. He picks up Boss Man, and he hits a second top rope tombstone.
What?
With 3 seconds left, he pins Big Boss Man. One, two. He picks up, or he gets, wait, where'd I go? He gets off of Boss Man and allows the time to run out.
Why?
The next week on Raw, 50% of the crowd is actually in attendance. The following week, even less. Until WWF stops selling tickets, they go out of business. The end.
Wow.
Boss Man's selfish, dude. Or sorry, Brooklyn Brawler's selfish, man. He didn't want anybody to be more over than him.
And I guess he got his goal.
Right.
I guess.
But yeah, so that's the story,
I liked
man.
It.
Thank
I enjoyed
you.
That.
Thank you.
I know. The one thing I do really like about this is that we both genuinely have no idea what the other one is. Little peek behind the curtain. We know what we're going to cover, but right. It's literally, I think the conversation went, hey, you want to do Brood But Not Poured? Yep. What do you want to do? GTV? Cool. And then that's it.
Mm-hmm. I remember
so we give each other the green light to just
Yeah.
do what we do and how we do it.
Right. Man, I think the biggest mistake in my story is not having Brooklyn Brawler whip his hot cock out.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. That would be, I'd give it a 9 out of 10 just because of that.
Famously hung.
Is he?
I don't know.
I feel like you hear about all the wrestlers with big peepees, but you don't hear about the wrestlers with little peepees.
Yeah, you know who I bet you has a little one?
Little peepee?
Orton.
Randy Orton?
Yeah.
Or Bob?
The
Or
entire,
the other Bob?
all three. The whole
You think the
family.
Orton boys? Really? You don't like Randy Orton?
No, I like him, but I'm
Oh,
just
I
saying.
just figured by bringing that up, you were
I
saying.
don't only like Big Cock Man.
That's how I pick what wrestlers.
Yeah.
That's my Batista is my favorite wrestler. I like
Yeah,
Ric
right.
Flair.
Yeah.
Actually on GTV they showed that Val Venus was stuffing a
That's
sock.
true, right?
Just to bring it back. So
Yeah.
do you want to see you want ChatGPT to do one, or they're
Yeah,
not
let's
gonna
do it. Yeah. So, what are you going to put in there? Have Big
I'm
Boss
gonna put,
Man Gangrel, vampires and
can you
cops.
please?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure out what the well, let me get the beginning and then I'll figure out what we can figure out. Can you please do something? Oh, finish. What do we say? Finish the WWF
Yeah.
storyline of
I think if you say,
GTV.
I think last time we said like in 400 words or something like that, just to make sure that it
Okay.
didn't make it too long.
All right, I'll put that at the end. Can you please finish the WWF storyline of GTV and involve, should I say, vampires and
Yeah.
the
And
Brooklyn
cops.
Brawler's cock? Oh, and cops.
Oh, damn. Should we have the cock or the cops? It was
Let's
up
go
to me.
cops.
Cock. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like ChatGPT is not going to take advantage and
Because it's
involve
applied to it.
vampires of cops and make it, what did you say, 400?
Yeah, I think that was like what
400
we looked up how long it
words
would take to read something for 2 minutes, and it was
or
like,
less. Is that what it said?
yeah, I
All right,
think.
so can you, I'm going ChatGPT, can you please finish the WWF storyline of GTV and involve vampires and cops and make it 400 words or less?
Sounds about right.
Send. ChatGPT says no. No,
Seriously?
I'm just kidding. Nah. It says,
ChatGPT.
sure, here's how GTV could have ended with vampires and cops. You ready?
You bet.
Oh, wow. So somebody, you, okay. Anyway, as the weeks went on, GTV continued exposing WWF's dirtiest secrets, backstage betrayals, illicit affairs, and even the Big Boss Man stealing catering. But then, one night, can you believe it? One night, the footage took a turn. Instead of typical scandal, the black and white grainy feed showed something sinister. A shadowy figure lurking in the locker room, eyes glowing unnaturally.
Oh, boy.
The next week, GTV caught another disturbing scene. Gangrel, Edge, and Christian huddled over a downed Road Dogg, wiping their mouths as he lays motionless.
Oh,
Before the feed cut, an eerie whisper was heard. The thirst grows.
oh my God.
Enter the Big Boss Man. Tasked with getting to the bottom of these mysterious broadcasts, he investigated the GTV setup, only to find a single name attached to the account, K. Fertig, a deep cut reference to Kevin Fertig, later known as Mordecai and Kevin Thorne.
It say that in
That has
parentheses?
that in, it has it in parentheses.
Wow. Okay. Oh, because more vampires. Okay.
Determined to bust these so-called vampires, Boss Man set up a sting operation. Undercover as a janitor, he hid a nightstick inside of a mop and patrolled the area. But when he finally caught Gangrel in the act, sinking his fangs into D'Lo Brown, he
No.
was overwhelmed by the brood. Just as they were about to drain him, the GTV cameras flickered on.
Oh, God.
The GTV cameras flickered
Yikes.
on, revealing their master, Gold Dust.
Oh, my God. Wow, this one's
Gold
coming a long
Dust.
way.
Now clad in black leather trench coat and donning fanged prosthetics, revealed that GTV was never about scandal. It was about surveillance.
Oh, shit.
Goldust had been tracking the rise of the hidden breed of undead wrestlers infiltrating WWF.
Oh my God, how crazy is that?
The Brood, they were just pawns. The real threat? A secret council of ancient wrestling vampires, including The Undertaker, who had been manipulating the industry for centuries.
Holy shit.
Before the brood could strike, the boss man called in backup. Two mysterious officers in trench coats. Oh. The True Authority, a faction of vampire cops tasked with policing the supernatural underworld of pro wrestling.
Jesus Christ.
In a chaotic brawl, Gangrel and Edge escaped, but Christian was detained for violating the masquerade. A nod to Vampire, the Masquerade. I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's in parentheses, and I have no idea what that means. Goldust faded into the shadows, whispering, "Show must go on," before disappearing for good. And just like that, GTV ended, not with a whimper, but with a blood-curdling mystery that left WWF fans questioning who among their heroes was truly human.
Whoa.
That work for you? That's what it says at the end.
Jesus.
And I'm going to say, yes, thanks.
Damn, dude, that was a good story too. Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know who had the best story? Was it Sammy Daddy? Was it Hot Joe? Or was it Chat GTV?
I like it. I'd say Chat GPT was probably third.
Yeah, I would have to rank it was, third.
I like that we said vampires and cops, and they knew Gangrel and... I mean, I guess they brought in Goldust because of the GTV thing, but they brought in Gangrel and Bossman. Yeah, but they made him into a vampire.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Fake vampire, which I feel like is a Goldusty thing.
For sure.
So, ChatGPT came in last.
Yeah, ChatGPT, nice try, but...
I'm proud of mine this week.
No, you definitely are taking the cake. Taking the cream.
Yeah, but yours had BBC in it. Brooklyn Brawler Cock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah, what are you going to do, you know?
But that's how you get number two, you know?
Hey.
So what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
I'm disappointed in myself this week. Roll. I didn't add very many. I don't think I said this at the beginning. So I'm counting Monday Night Raw because it was on, but I had a little special guest at my house. Monday
your
night.
Nephew?
Celebrity, worldwide famous referee Charles Van was at my house.
Whoa, dude. Yep. Referee Charles Van, the one and all?
Yeah, yeah, and his wife.
Wow, referee
they
Charles.
Came over for a bit.
Charles Van.
Mrs. Charles Van, yes. So I didn't watch a lot. The pay-per-view and Raw, and so my total is at 126 matches.
Okay, that's not too far behind where I am.
I didn't do a lot this week. Did you do? I know we talked about it, but did you get a lot of wrestling in, or just?
I watched Dynamite, Collision.
Yes. Grand Slam.
Which was Grand Slam.
Oh, and then, remind me.
And then also yesterday was Grand Slam, or yesterday was Dynamite again.
Yes, yes.
So my match count is 141 matches.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What was your match of the week? Or are you going to ask me a question first?
Yeah, before I forget, did I see it correctly that your boy Gabe Kidd is coming to Collision?
Yeah. I know.
That's official?
They had Dynamite last night, yeah.
I think that's huge.
That is pretty sick. I mean, it already happened because it was taped.
Right, okay, yeah.
But I didn't watch any spoilers or anything like that, so I don't know what's going
to
happen.
No, who would?
I'm looking forward to it for sure. That's going to be a nice little Sunday morning for me.
Even though I don't watch it that often, I still don't want to see spoilers.
Right.
I used to for SmackDown.
Yeah, when I was like a teenager, I would go on WrestleZone every, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
See what happened immediately on SmackDown, and then I would be like, "Hey, my brother," I'd be like, "Matt, you know who's gonna win this match? Mark Jindrak." And he'd be like, "Yeah, okay."
That he fucking did
every time.
You can't Hindrak the Jindrak.
I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen.
Yeah, he'll learn one day.
I fucking hope.
What'd you ask me before?
What was your match of the week?
I'm not picking it because I think it was, I don't know if it was the best match I saw, but it was the match I was into and excited about when Stephanie Vakur, nope, Vakir.
No, you got won, it right. Oh, no, you got
I thought
it wrong.
No, because we used to say 24, yeah, it's Vakur. Yeah. It's Vakir.
Yeah.
When Stephanie Vakir won the NXT North American Championship, the opening match at the pay-per-view.
That is
PLE,
cool.
PLE, whatever.
I did see that on Instagram.
She beat the girl that was champion, and I don't remember her name because I'm still learning as much as I'm into it.
Yeah, that's part of it.
They know that she's a top of the heap for women's wrestling as far as Wrestle Cream is concerned.
Yes,
I think. And
yeah. Have I
gone on record with you yet? I want to get like a board or something for us. I mean, maybe over, not here, but there.
Either
And we can
way.
put our predictions. And I predict, and I might have said it already, I don't think I did, that Stephanie Vaquer will win the 2026 Women's Royal Rumble.
Whoa.
I think she's on that upward,
She's gonna win the next Royal
the
Rumble.
next Royal Women's Royal Rumble.
Damn,
Because I
man.
think Julia, she's the NXT Women's Champion. So Stephanie's got like the secondary belt, but they kind of have them linked together. And I think once they make the jump together to the main roster, Julia is going to kind of get that push where it makes some people be like, I don't like her. You know what I mean? And then they're going to naturally go towards
It happens.
what they consider the opposite.
Right.
And I think she'll be the one that'll be hot going into the Royal Rumble, and she's going to win. Or you go this way and you have her win the Royal Rumble, and then Julia's still champion down in NXT. She challenges for the NXT belt, and they have that match at
That'd be wild.
because they're
That would
friends right
definitely put
now.
over NXT.
And well, because Charlotte challenged for the NXT belt the 1 year, I thought, when Rhea Ripley was champion, maybe.
With the Royal Rumble win?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that does sound familiar to me.
Yeah, because I thought
Yeah.
that's what she did. So it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
So I think they do that, and because right now they're all friends, Julia, Stephanie, and Jordynne Grace, who
Oh,
showed
yeah.
up at the pay-per-view, and then
Okay.
on NXT this week they did a six-woman tag team match.
Oh, yeah, man. That's sick.
So I'm big on that, and I was happy that she won the title, and just a big fan.
Good.
So that's my match
Great.
of the week.
She's great.
What's your match of the week?
Well, my ma
Uh-oh.
my match of the week was man, I don't even remember. I had a different one from last Dynamite, like last week's Dynamite. It was the Undisputed Kingdom in a trios match against
The champions?
yeah,
The
you know
Death
what? They might
Riders?
have been for the title and they lost, but it was a good match. But then
Yeah.
one collision slash Grand Slam happened.
Grand Slam.
That of course changed because Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay versus Kazuchika Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher was definitely the best match I watched in the last week.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I mean, I still have them recorded and stuff too, and
Oh yeah.
I feel like that was gonna be a show where they all went out, because Tony Storm won, which I
Yeah.
didn't think would happen.
I wasn't sure, but I was hoping though.
Do you know who's doing really good from all the stuff I see? That I, being the, I would consider you the sports and me the entertainment when it comes to the wrestling.
Okay, that's fair.
The Harley Cameron.
Yeah, that was good.
I love everything she's
Yeah.
doing. I didn't
No,
think she would
yeah,
win because she
she's
fought,
great.
right?
Yeah, she faced
She fought Mercedes.
yep, for the title and she did not win, but
Did she bring the puppet?
she did bring the puppet, but
I
she
love the
also
puppet.
she made like a big impact, I think, and I feel like the whole story of that was that she can hang with one of the best, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Gives her a chance. Maybe she can go after the, who's the champion? Mariah May? But
No,
she's friends with Mariah
Tony
or
Storm
Toni
won it.
Storm.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe she could do something with Toni Storm.
Yeah.
We just said that.
I mean, definitely it seems like Mariah May is not going to be the next challenger because of the promo that Tony Storm gave last night,
Okay.
which was really good too, by the way. If you
So
haven't seen
Toni
it, check
Storm,
it out.
I would put Toni, how I feel about Toni Storm,
Yeah, for
and I
sure.
won't
With
speak for you,
Stephanie
but the
Vaquer.
same as like Stephanie.
Yeah.
And I got to thank you, because the first time I got to see Stephanie was whatever that New Japan show was when we started doing this, Dominion.
That sounds about right. There is a
I
show
don't,
called that.
I forget who she fought, because I liked both of them, because it was, we
Yeah,
saw
I
that.
think it was a British wrestler.
I watched
Ashley,
that
sounds like.
match, and then the next match she had was the one against Mercedes at Forbidden Door or
Yeah,
whatever.
and
And then
then.
that right after that's when everybody's like, oh, she's signing
Yeah,
somewhere.
yeah, yeah. No,
And she always wanted to do
we were definitely
WWE.
on the Vaquer bandwagon
We
right
were
before
there
she took off. Yeah.
right before. So I'm glad I got to
Because
see it. I mean,
I thought she was fine, but then when I saw her at New Japan,
yeah.
what is it, Windy City Riot, when I went there, I was like, this chick is really good. She's really cool.
Yeah.
She
So yeah,
has
you were before me, but I like right
just
before
before me.
the, but I'm not trying to gatekeep it. I'm saying, come on.
True.
There's room on the bandwagon. Let's go.
Yeah, we want more of a care in the air in 2025.
There we go.
Does that
No,
work?
that's it. The care?
I guess that would mean she, yeah, that's her name. I guess that would mean she evaporated.
Yeah, we don't want that. We
The
want the
care is
care
in the
on the
air.
air, on the air.
Duh, perfect.
Not in it. Not in it, on it.
She became a mist.
Good for her.
That's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
The best.
Now we don't have to.
You said, would you like to come to the dance? And I was thinking, I like.